HawkFanatic.com is brought to you by Patrick Eads and his staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Great dealership. Great service department, too. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. GT Carr and his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Senior Benefits. Wells Fargo Advisors. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Ox Yoke Inn in the Amanas. Streets Maintenance. McCarran Painting. Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. And Big Dog Tech Solutions. Here's Tom Suter. And from HawkFanatic.com, it's Pat Hardy.
It is. We survived the storm.
Yeah.
We never lost power.
I almost did twice. It flicked on and off twice, and my air was on, and it started making it. Yeah. But then it stayed on. It survived.
We
7:15.
We held power here, but lost some satellite stuff and...
How much rain did we get? Because Scott Park, that the you know where the drainage part,
it's buckets flood, of it, rain
since midnight, 5,700.
That's it.
That's what it says.
Why is there so much money in?
That's what it says here.
I drove by the Scott, you know, the dog park, and yeah,
oh, that's, it was that, a lake.
We're under a flash flood warning till 11:15.
I haven't seen that much water there since
years.
Since almost maybe 08.
Yeah, that was a lake.
That whole thing is filled with water.
Yeah.
Well, let me see what 9 is.
I mean, I've been up since about 6, and it hasn't, I mean, it hasn't been pouring. It's been raining, but now it's stopped, and
It was raining hard.
I thought we would have had at least an inch.
Yeah, I would, too.
Well, I'm just...
Well, maybe we did.
It just hasn't
our neighborhood's
it.
Just not here.
Yeah.
But no, for that area to be that flooded, usually that's days and days of rain, isn't it?
Yeah.
The dog park. I was astonished when I looked over.
Almost an inch in Cedar Rapids.
Okay, so but still, even an inch is not.
Yeah.
Maybe they're doing different. Maybe it's some different way they're, you know, routing the water and what have you.
We have a potential over the next 24 hours of 2 to 3 inches.
Okay.
Well,
it's not raining right now.
No, I was able to get a walk in with the dogs. Quick walk, and they're
successful. We had rain here, but it wasn't enough like to knock out CNN for any length of time. Maybe it knocked it out for 3 minutes or something.
Well, I'm sure it was lightning that caused my power to flick off and out, wasn't it?
There were lines down. There's lines down. People, like I say, just here alone, 2,200.
So what I'm saying, though, is for that exact moment when I was in the bathroom at the time.
You would probably flicker because the lines would fall down.
Would fall down somewhere else because I don't know if anyone near me is without power, but it never...
Bates Field is where the first report we had of lines down.
Where?
Bates Field.
Oh, by City High? I mean, that's about a mile and a half from my house.
They had a public service vehicle blocking First Avenue there, so I had to turn left. There and you could see they were working.
Well, my guess is the lights probably weren't working. I mean, the street lights were probably out.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah. Luckily for me, it didn't. It only flicked twice in a row because I was thinking, oh God, is the power going out? Each time it was probably about 2 seconds without power. It went just dark because it was really dark outside.
When lines will fall, that'll do it to the whole system.
And then
each
time it came back
for a couple seconds. And
then I was worried that it may have screwed up my air conditioning. But then about 15 minutes later, it came on because I'll tell you, it's really cool. Humidity is gone. When I was walking in here, it was so much more pleasant compared to the last 2 days. I mean, the last 2 days, the humidity has been stifling. Just, you don't even want to be outside. So, but I feel bad. Was there any, like, major damage, tornadoes anywhere nearby?
Not that I have, but, like, in the Quad Cities, again, in the Iowa side, 10,000 lost power. In the Illinois side, 13,000 lost power, and I'm getting all these messages from people thanking us for covering it because they don't have anybody at their stations.
Yeah.
Other than Dwyer and Michaels, and they basically do a regional show because they're on five different
stations. So I'm assuming power's out from strong winds knocking down lines.
Yeah.
And lightning hitting things.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen any, there weren't any tornadoes or any
I haven't got anything like that yet.
Well, I guess that's one good way to look at it.
That is good.
I mean, there were winds up to 60, 70 miles an hour, but...
But did you see what happened to suburban Chicago?
No.
Wow, man. Well, weren't we supposed to get hit really hard yesterday morning?
I was hearing derecho-like possibilities, but it never really
moved north of us. Chicago got hit. Ohio got hit really. They got hit really hard.
Real hard.
Really hard.
And the winds there were, it was like derecho-like.
Well, they showed some west suburb of Chicago, and they showed it was like 90 miles, and this tree was just, boom, gone.
Well.
And it was in, a newer development, and man, it was intense. But
hello.
Is this same kind of storm supposed to happen tomorrow, too?
We're supposed to get showers and storms tomorrow. Actually, the percentage goes up. There's more storms coming tomorrow.
And then what about Friday?
And more coming today, too, right?
Yeah, but I hope it doesn't rain for
media day. What about Friday?
Chance of showers.
What's that mean? 10, 40?
Let me look.
Because that'll suck if it rains on media day, because then you have to do everything inside. It takes away your...
Friday, chance of rain, 60%. Ugh. 70% at night.
And it's 60% pretty much throughout the day on Friday?
That's what it says. Okay, 45% chance today. Tomorrow, an 80% chance. Storms with gusty winds tomorrow. Thunderstorms with gusty winds.
Well, the big thing for us, too, Friday will be lightning, of course. I mean, now they're not going to have us standing out there in rain, but lightning is the big thing.
Thursday night.
The reason why I'm wondering is I'm going to be traveling to Cleveland tomorrow.
Yeah.
So what kind of a travel am I supposed to get?
Wet.
Let's see. Well... Heavy thunderstorms here tomorrow.
Hopefully what happened to that driver in Columbus, Ohio won't happen to you. Did you see that, guys?
No.
They showed a car driving on Highway 71 in Columbus, and the wind just basically lifted it up and threw it into the divide.
Wow.
It was like 90-mile-per-hour wind gust.
Let's see. For tomorrow for you, going to Cleveland, should be dry.
Oh, there you go.
Wind at 6 miles an hour, humidity 78%.
Yeah, that's hot. Sticky.
Iran is supposed to send a missile toward your plane.
But
I don't. No.
Sounds like you'll be good to go, Karn. Sounds like you'll be good to go.
Yeah, you're fine.
So if I leave early, I should be okay.
There you go. You going to the soccer match tonight?
I have about three commitments. I'm going to spread yourself thin.
Well, now you got four.
Yeah, we've actually got Abby Skiff from the Iowa soccer team coming on in 5 minutes.
Oh, cool.
The season opener's tonight against what Tom says looks like a pretty good Milwaukee team.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if you can't go tonight, you can get...
I'm going to miss that dedication for that field hockey.
You're missing a lot, Karn. What's going on?
Well, I'm going to go out and watch some Guardian games.
Oh. Oh,
well,
okay.
That'll be fun.
Oh, I see. You're missing it while you're gone. I thought you had all these things, all these commitments just today.
I saw the Guardians earlier this year in spring training. They had a good team.
Well, my brother gets mad at them every once in a while because they should be doing better, he says, but they're not. I said, well, the Cubs are the same way.
Yeah, the Cubs are actually doing pretty good.
Cubs are doing great.
Sometimes they don't.
Cubs, I'm actually pretty pleased with the Cubs. I mean,
they're 20
games over 500.
They were 5 games out, is all. And the Brewers Cardinals were 15 out.
And the Brewers never lose, so that's
never.
The Cubs are actually doing pretty good.
Once in a while, but not
much. But I'm happy with the Cubs.
But but the Cubs, they're doing okay. They beat Washington last night.
But if you can't go to soccer tonight, you can get your soccer fix now with Abby coming on. You can Abby Skiff from Rochester, Michigan.
I'm going to have to get myself organized.
All right.
All right, Karn.
Okay, well, you guys have a good day.
You have a good trip.
Okay, thanks.
And a safe trip. But Abby Skiff, fourth-year player, she's from Rochester, Michigan. Have you ever been to Rochester, Michigan, Captain?
No.
I never have. I don't think I have either.
I have not either.
Spent too much time in Rochester, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've been to Rochester, Minnesota for sure.
I've never been there either. Hopefully I never have to go there, because if I'm going there...
Well, mine wasn't for medical reasons. Our band was playing there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That makes sense, since that was the area. But yeah, soccer starts tonight. Their first season opener is tonight. It's crazy to think. And then school starts what, a week from Monday? Yeah, I believe a week from Monday school starts.
Could be.
I mean, it is here, guys. Summer's, even though we still got, you know, over a month of calendar summer, summer's pretty much almost over.
I've got it already. I'm done with it.
You're done with summer?
Done with summer.
Well, I'll tell you what, the humidity this summer has been an issue.
Yes,
more,
it has.
More so than usual.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Is this Abby?
It is, yes.
All right, good. Joining us right now is Abby Skiff, Hawkeye midfielder. Is that right, Abby?
Yes, that's right.
All right.
From Rochester, Michigan.
And we welcome you.
Thanks for coming on. Yeah.
Yeah, you've in your fourth year at the University of Iowa, and you had two game-winning goals last year. Let's talk a little bit about one of them that might have been very special, beating cross-state rival Iowa State 1-0, and the person who scored the goal was you. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, that was a very special goal, honestly. Coming off of a rough season beforehand, it was just really special to, I don't know, bring something so meaningful to a really important game. And that was the first game of our Cy-Hawk series last year. I know we didn't do very well as a school, but we have this year to try and turn that around. But it was really nice to kick it off with a good goal, a good win. Was it the prettiest goal? No, but
doesn't matter if it goes in.
It was a goal nonetheless, yeah, and it was just really special to be able to bring that for our school. So that was a really good moment.
Well, obviously this has been kind of a whirlwind for you guys, coaching change that for me kind of came out of nowhere. How did you process that when it happened? Because we've had Coach Deani on here on the radio, multiple times?
Many times.
Yeah, and he was fun to talk. But I mean, looking at the profile of your new head coach, I figured you guys with Beth leading the way would get a good coach. Can you just kind of talk about the coaching change and how you process something like that as a player?
Yeah, it was a lot of processing, both individually and as a group, because it is a team sport. But, I mean, being completely honest, we didn't really see it coming, but, you know, Dave is a smart guy. He's done a lot for this program, and he needed to do what was best for him. So we wished him, as quick as the turnaround was, we wished him and all the other coaches the best, because they did what was best for them. And then for us, we were actually coachless for a couple of weeks. We did have a lot of support from Beth Getz and Matt Henderson. They were showing up to practices. We were kind of running the show ourselves for a bit until they found a new replacement. But as a team, I thought it was really good. Because usually when coaching changes like that happen, you don't really know what's coming next. You don't know who's coming in. Most of the time players up and leave, but this group was different. This group decided to stay, and between everything that happened and deciding to stay together, I think that only made this group a lot closer. And when we did have all the new coaches come in, we realized how great of people they were. They can keep this program going in the right direction. So I think we're all just really excited for this upcoming season.
So what are the main differences between Coach Deani and now with Coach Ward, your new coach?
Besides their accents.
Their accents are a big one. Yeah, that is the main difference. That's a good question.
Is it a different style of play?
It is a little bit of a different style of play. We have our identity. We've always had our identity. But Coach Ward and all of our new coaches, they really focus on us being us and playing how we want to play and playing the style of soccer, speeding the game up at some point, slowing it down, and really figuring things out for ourselves, which is what we really like. So,
yeah. I got to ask, what was it like? It's not every day that the athletic director decides, you know, I'm going to not only watch and observe, I'm going to help during this transition. Now, she did play soccer at high level at Clemson. What was that like having Beth out there kind of helping run the practices?
It was extremely helpful, honestly, to just have someone not only with a soccer experience, but like having someone there with the best intentions for that group, it just felt really comforting in a time of uncertainty. So even on those Sunday night practices where everyone was tired, it was cold outside and nobody wanted to be there, she would show up and she would, you know, she'd help on practices, pull us aside, give us words of motivation. And it was just really helpful and comforting, especially with her there.
Well, we had Beth on in June, and one thing she did say as far as the soccer head coaching hire, of course, she's the leader of all the head coaching hires. I get that. But you remember, Tom, she said she basically did, not saying she did it herself, but she was very hands-on in getting the soccer coach hired. And, I mean, I think she was basically saying with her experience as a player, I'm sure you guys had faith that you guys were going to get a good coach. Even during that uncertainty, can you kind of talk about how you were feeling before you knew who the coach was going to be? How much faith did you have in Beth and the administration that they were going to come through for you?
We had a lot of faith in them, actually, because the morning that everything went down, obviously our coaches were there to tell us, and Beth was there as well. So she was with us from the beginning, and immediately after we did our training and everything, she and Matt Henderson pulled a couple of us into a group to just talk about the next steps. And the best part that we appreciate from her was just complete honesty, which is what we got. And even through that time of uncertainty, like knowing that she was in charge of us, we really weren't that worried. She's a great person, and we knew that she had the best intentions for our group. So, yeah.
Well, Abby, let me ask you a little bit about your season starts in about, what, 9 hours from now, weather permitting.
Yeah, will there be good weather tonight, Captain? What have you guys heard about the weather?
Scattered showers.
I mean, obviously you can't.
It should be.
You can't play in lightning, obviously. I'm sure the soccer rules are just like all the other. If there's lightning, it's a 30-minute delay. How much rain can you guys play in?
It honestly really depends on the field we're playing. Our field can stand up pretty well since it's got a sand base. But if it's like coming down pretty solid, we can still play. Okay. Just as long as there's no lightning. You're right on that part.
As I look at this, it should be fine tonight.
At 7 o'clock?
Yeah, the thunderstorms don't start till, like, according to the weather service, they don't start till 4 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Okay.
Okay, great.
And speaking of weather, how much is wind a factor when you're playing in games?
Oh, it can be horrible. It can honestly be a game changer.
Really?
You're kicking the ball in the air, the wind can change the course of the ball in seconds, and it kind of sucks.
Okay.
It kind of carries the ball through the air. But, yeah, hopefully it's not windy tonight. Is it going to be?
Is there a lot of wind tonight?
There's wind, but it doesn't say that there's a lot of wind.
Okay, so yeah, if it would be a 10 to 15 mile consistent gust, that would be a problem, but they would be saying that in the weather. Hopefully, yeah, there won't be wind, because yeah, it affects everything. I mean, it affects baseball, it affects football. We've seen some football games, Tom, with the wind where it's hard to even complete passes and what have you. Okay, no, the season opener's tonight, so there's obviously a sense of excitement and anticipation, but Tom's been looking. I mean, Tom, you said this Milwaukee team's pretty good.
They are pretty good.
At least good on paper right now. That's all we have.
They had a very similar record to ours last year, and they won the Horizon League tournament. So there's going to be a challenge for you. Do you guys think you're all 100% ready for tonight?
I think we are 100% ready. I think it's going to be excited to actually get. We did play Kansas this past weekend, but to play a full just non-exhibition 245s, I think it'll be good to play them, especially a really good team as they are. Yeah.
So when did preseason practice start for you guys?
NCAA actually extended it to be a little bit early for us this year. So this was the first year that we were able to start mid-June, started around June 15th. So we've been here for about 3 weeks now.
Okay. So you mean mid-July or mid –
Mid-July.
So like most other sports, I'm sure you're to the point now where, God, let's just play some competition. Yes, the exhibition match matter was different, but the fact that you get to play a different opponent, it means something. The fact that you're at home, how much do you guys get from the home crowd? Because I've been over there. It can be a nice home field advantage. How much does that matter in soccer?
Honestly, it is a game changer. We're not the kind of school that like will have people like yell at you on the side or bring cowbells or stuff like other schools do. Because that can really get in your head. We did during Iowa State last year. We did have our band come out, which is kind of a big distractor, but that's different. But just the fact that we're at home with like a bunch of people on the sides and just having that home field advantage, obviously that gives a huge advantage to our game and our play.
I wanted to ask you, what led you to Iowa? I mean, you grew up in Michigan. What was it about Iowa? I'm sure Coach Gianni and the success, but just talk about the decision to come here. That's a big decision you're making.
It is, yeah. I decided to move out of state at a young age, and I'd never done anything like that before. Definitely Coach Gianni. He did. He coached at Grand Valley beforehand, and he lived in Michigan, so he kind of recruited from that area. But I knew a couple of girls that came here before, and as soon as I stepped foot on campus and did my visit, there was just something about the atmosphere and the community here, and I still think that 3 years later. I could not have made a better decision for my soccer, my schooling. And honestly, at the end of the day, I think the people really make the place, and it all goes back to community. The community that I've seen not only here at the university, but just in the community around it with the people, it's something like I've never seen before. And just being here is just, it's really taught me a lot about myself and how I want to be as a person. So
That's well said. And I'm sure if anyone from the university is listening, they would be proud of what you just said. And it seems like we hear that a lot from these athletes that we interview on Wednesdays, that you can just feel it. There's just a certain, yep, this is where I want to be. It just kind of something that just pop. And that's kind of how you describe it, right? You just want, when you got here, yep, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so, exactly.
Okay.
So Coach Gianni led you to 3 straight NCAA appearances. I imagine then your goal as a team this year is to do that again. Is that correct?
Program standard.
Yes, that is our standard. We want to go as far as possible, but most importantly, we just want to do it for each other and be there for each other. A lot of people doubt this team. Even when Coach Gianni was here, people consistently rank us lower than what they expect us to do. And I think that team honestly likes that reaction because it puts a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. And not only does it want us like to work hard for each other, but also just to prove those people wrong.
So. Got to ask you before we wrap up, and we really appreciate your time. I have not heard him speak yet. How strong is his accent? Because remember we had another soccer player on a while back and said that was how strong his English accent is. It, Coach Ward, is it really, really strong?
It is very strong. Okay. I'll catch myself speaking in it sometimes too. It's kind of fun. Yeah.
Okay.
He says a lot of words. He says a lot of words differently, like vitamin. He'll say vitamin.
Okay, I can't wait to hear him. Well, like I said, when I found out who Iowa had hired, I looked up. I mean, very impressive track record. I mean, he's won wherever he's been. His success at previous stops, it's really impressive. But then I thought to myself, Iowa's a good program. They're going to get a good coach, and that is what happened. Well, listen, Abby, we appreciate your time. Tom has one last question. Good night. Good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of this whole season. We appreciate you being on.
Okay, so Abby, your Beth Getz, your former stand-in coach for a week or so. She calls you, and you see, I look down at your phone, and sure enough, it says Beth Getz. So you pick it up, and you said, "Hi, Coach, how are you?" And Beth says, "Abby, I need your help. We need to get some money in here fast. We need you to hire a band, a singer, or an act to fill up Kinnick Stadium. Who is Abby Skiff going to hire to fill up Kinnick Stadium?"
Ooh, okay. Does it have to be someone? Oh, it does have to be someone that's still currently active today.
I think so, yeah. Or yeah, they have to be alive.
Yeah. Hey. I go immediately to like the older band.
There you go. There is no wrong answer, right, Captain?
Nope.
Oh yes, there.
Well, yeah. Megan Gustafson had a wrong answer.
Yeah, there's been some.
Lee.
Spencer Lee picked the theme from Pokemon, and Megan Gustafson picked the UiPet band twice. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with nothing.
So
wrong
yeah,
with
no wrong
with
answer. Who are you going to hire, Abby?
But again, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. This was fun, and good luck this whole season, starting tonight.
Thank you.
Who are you going to get?
Oh, gosh. This is a really good one. Okay, so I just watched the World Cup. You know who I would honestly bring in? I would probably bring in Shakira. She brings in a huge crowd.
She's huge.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Okay.
She really would.
Oh, if you got both these guys agreeing with her, you've made a nice
like
pick.
She's like a billionaire. I mean, she is, because she's got fashion. She does.
Okay,
yeah.
If you're going to the past, though, who would you pick from the past? I don't care if they're dead. Who would?
Okay, let's say, yeah. Who are you going to
pick
band
from
the
past? Which I thought you had done,
Michael
Jackson.
Who?
Michael Jackson,
100%. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think in his
heyday, he would totally stuff Kinnick Stadium. Okay.
God, I'm getting old to think that Michael Jackson's the past, but he is.
Yeah. All right, Abby, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Abby. We really had a lot of fun. Nice getting to know you a little bit.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You
I
bet.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck tonight and Saturday.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
But when I think of the past, guys, I'm thinking of blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, that's 60. It's 1960.
Well, a little bit of 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
See, I thought she'd already picked. I got a cramp in my back there for a second. I think it was because I was sitting wrong in this chair, and it was just killing me.
That chair is an orthopedic.
Well, I know, but sometimes
nightmare.
I should sit back in it, and it was just all of a sudden it just started shooting up my back. But now it was a fun interview.
No, she's.
But
great.
I thought she had already picked her band, so I was saying goodbye to her, and she hadn't even picked her band yet. Now Shakira, what kind is she? She's pop, right?
Yes.
So how is she different?
And some Latin
kind of salsa feel.
Yeah.
Like how is she different than like Ariana Grande?
Well, Ariana Grande is just...
She would fill it, too.
Oh,
What is she? What's her music?
Hers is more melodic.
Okay.
To Ariana?
Yeah.
She's poppy.
Yeah, she's poppy, but she's... Yeah. Shakira's like... She doesn't even need to sing a song anymore. She
could just fill up Kinnick just by
walking
in there.
In and selling her clothes.
Okay.
Because she's got a fashion line and she's...
I'm sure she's got a... perfume line.
Yeah.
Nice answer, though, about why she picked Iowa, wasn't that?
Yeah, it was great.
That was great hearing that. That often is where they go. Just this, there's a feeling, the community, the people. But I'm sure that's the decision most people. Now, of course, some decisions are just driven financially.
Is 49?
What's that?
She's 49.
Yeah, she's looking awfully good.
What, do you think she was like in her 20s or 30s still?
I thought maybe 30s. She has an estimated net worth of $300 to $350 million.
Well, you looked up one entertainer, and she was worth $1 billion, and she had like perfume line or something.
Yeah, well,
what was Rihanna? Is that
Rihanna?
Rihanna.
I think you looked. She was worth $1 billion.
She was worth $1 billion. I thought Shakira was worth more.
She's doing okay.
Yeah, she's got corporate partnerships or. She's selling her music rights, global hit records.
You think Roger Waters likes her?
No. Okay, name somebody else.
I was so hoping she would have picked Roger Waters today. That would have capped off a great interview. What would you guys have done if she would have picked Roger Waters?
Name any artist that I'll tell you what Roger Waters would have thought.
Even his own kid.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you guys just wouldn't you die laughing though
if
some UI athlete all of a sudden just pulls Roger Waters out of their hat?
Yeah.
Would you laugh at that suitor?
Would be flabbergasted.
Okay. The odds of that, according to,
and then he finds out and then sues the student for bugging him, for complimenting him. But no, that was a fun interview. Their season starts tonight. I don't know what time is kickoff.
7 o'clock.
It should be okay. There's going to be 10 to 15 mile an hour.
So you don't think there'll be lightning during that time?
No. Well, according to I've just looked at two sources, Weather Channel and the actual Weather Bureau, and it says that we'll have storms overnight.
Okay.
And what does Severe Studios say?
Storms overnight.
Uh-huh.
That's a Doors. No, it sounds like a Doors song, doesn't it?
We can listen to Severe Studios.
All right. Well, let's listen to Severe Studios.
Well, let me get it up here.
Well, that's a different story.
Fall sports is here, though. Fall sports has
arrived. We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning into early afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy with a high right around 85 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Could get some heavy rain, too, with a quarter to a half inch or more possible, 70. Tomorrow, more rain with thunderstorms and a high of 81 by Friday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
Currently, it's 71.
Okay. That high of 73 on Friday from a couple of days ago is now up to 82. You watch by the, by Friday morning, the high will be 90. But no, this is, like I said, the humidity has lifted. I mean, it is so much more pleasant out right now since that storm came in. Too bad it takes a vicious storm to suck all that humidity out. But again, we, other than heavy rain, we didn't really, there wasn't, like Captain said, there hasn't been any major reports of damage, at least in our part of Iowa.
Well, that's good.
But again, though, some of those videos I saw from Ohio and from Chicago suburbs were, I mean, they were brutal.
Yeah,
tons of people without power, too. Thousands.
Yeah. Well, right now, Mid-Americans reporting 2,005
still, okay.
In Iowa City. So that's down. 9,588 in the Quad Cities, Iowa.
It's a little less also.
In Illinois, Quad Cities.
Piece by piece.
10,109.
Section by section, 19. They're restoring them.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, that's dangerous crap in this.
Well, especially if there's a bunch of down power lines. Be careful with that because, I mean, I remember with the derecho, we were without power for about 5 or 6 days, and people across the street were without power for like 2 hours. We were just on different grids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I was feeling sorry for myself. I think Halas went almost 3 weeks without power in his neighborhood in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, that's awful.
That was brutal, man. Luckily, I had the basement to...
Or you should have just crossed the street with an extension cord.
And just hung out at my neighbor's nonstop.
Just run an extension cord.
Speaking of my basement, I got my radon test back, and it was only 1.6.
Is that so good?
It's 4.0 is the threshold. Now, they suggested I may want to test again in the winter because it's a better reading because the house is enclosed more in the winter. But I got to thinking, my basement, other than a couple days prior to doing the testing, those windows haven't been open for like 5 years.
Well, they were.
Some houses just have it and some don't.
Keep testing till it goes up.
Well, but they also, I will say, both companies were very honest, local and the national, and they're just like, there's no reason for you to put a system in now, but they did see, I'll test again in the winter and see what it does, but the lady from the company, the lab down in Texas said it goes from house to house, there's no rhyme or reason for how it works, so this case, that's one little mini crisis averted for now. So
well, that's good.
Focus better on this show. Since we don't have a show on Friday, that means we got to finish even stronger this last hour.
Great auction on Friday.
Great auction. Will this be the greatest?
No.
Potentially?
No, but it's a good one.
It's a good one?
It'll be fun.
No, it won't be the greatest. But, we got a lot of nice food and a lot of food that people, like.
People like to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
were. That is one universal.
I had my first delivered Sam's Pizza it's probably been 6 or 7 weeks, but... And it was good. You got to get 14 because 12 isn't expensive enough to be delivered anymore unless you put like a $10 tip in there. And I usually tip $4 for a driver. That's, I think, pretty fair.
Yeah.
And it was, with the tip, it was $30, but it was a good 14-inch sausage and pepperoni. I hadn't had it for a while.
How much did you eat?
I ate all but three. I left 3 squares for this morning.
Yeah.
So I got 2 meals. I got dinner and breakfast out of it.
Yum.
I mean, I love Sam's, guys, but I'm not. This isn't criticism, but it's really thin pizza.
No, it is.
But I like that better. I'd rather eat four. I mean, I don't like the big, thick, doughy that you're
chewing. I don't either.
I just don't like that kind of pizza. Yeah, Sam's squares of pizza, if you're hungry, you can easily eat 6 or 7 of those in no time whatsoever.
Without batting an eye.
I think a couple of my first squares, I ate them without breathing. I was that hungry. I don't think I breathed, Captain, for about 15, 20 seconds. I don't think I was breathing.
Hello.
Hey, you guys just mentioned auction, so I just had a question on how this works. Are these items that like local restaurants have donated, and then this raises money to help the station or a charity?
No.
How does that work?
No, it's not a donation. We give them commercials in exchange for their certificates.
For instance, they've got a couch that they will sell retail at $900. We might only get $400 or $500 on it, but they still get the $900 worth of commercials, and then we pay our taxes, basically.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then, Pat, your website is so wonderful to have, and it's free. That's amazing. Is there a way that we can go about donating to your website that help that?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. There is. If you go on the front of the website, you'll see a donation thing. It's in the right corner. We need to make it more noticeable. But yeah, we've got a PayPal thing set up. It's, you know, very safe with firewall and all that. You can make, yeah, we have a gentleman in North Carolina who donates $10 a month. He's been doing it for years. But yeah,
it's right.
If you're still listening, yeah, you've seen
very
it, right?
Easy to find, yes.
Yeah, it's right. It just says donation, and it's a pretty simple process. And of course, PayPal gets a little bit, like we've got, I just noticed we got two $10 donations. PayPal with it's $18.84 that we get, and then PayPal takes their cut.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he didn't think $10 a month was too much.
Yeah, I'm guessing he just got cut off. Hopefully he's still listening. Oh, like I said, I don't push it much. I need to do it more. But yes, we would gladly take donations. What's different between a donation and a subscription? You don't have to donate. I mean, a subscription, you better get a subscription. You're not going to be able to gain access to the site. We still want to keep the site free, but it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy during tough times financially, what have you. But right now we've made it this far. But that is our goal, to continue to give free Google-less content, because we're the only ones doing it right now. But again, I'm glad the caller asked that. I just hope everything's okay.
And yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, and you can always make a check out to Captain Steve's Retirement Fund.
There is no link on that on the site, but no. that's, I guess, just call Hunter, right?
Yeah, call Hunter. You know, he'll give you the address, it can't be under a grand or more.
Well, PayPal starts at $5, and hey, $5 is $5. I think that's where the payment. Have you ever used PayPal before?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys know what it is. It's pretty simple, and it is safe. I mean, isn't that what that Peter Thiel started? Didn't he become?
I think so.
Isn't he the founder of PayPal?
Yeah. I use Venmo more than I use PayPal.
But they're both the same thing, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't use either.
But yeah, that's what is set up. I've got a PayPal account that I go, and then I take the donations and then move them over to the Hawk Fanatic bank account. But yeah, I appreciate him bringing that up. I didn't have to. Yeah. And I know your Prep Sports, which I'm majority owner of for now, they're going to do an annual donation drive every August for free high, because, you know, we offer free high school sports coverage too. And there's not much other than you guys doing with Uncle Ray. There's nothing else that's free. I mean, all the other stuff, you got to have a subscription, newspapers and everything. We're still giving free content, but it's not easy and it's not free.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you guys, you know, Uncle Ray, you got to pay him.
And you do.
When people do stuff for me,
they got to pay him.
Well, I mean, you're right with him. He'd probably pay you to pay games. You ever asked him about paying you $50 a game?
No, I have not. He does a great job, and a lot of the games we're going to have David Fine help him. So.
And he does a fine job, I'm assuming, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
You know? I mean, yeah. I'm sure I'm not the first
He's
one that's done
it. He does.
Am I the first one that's done that play on word?
And then there's always the annual. This game is going too late with Pat Hardy.
I've done a couple comebacks with Ray. I did a City High baseball game for him, but it was frustrating because there really was nothing to complain about. It was an afternoon game.
We're waiting for lightning delays to call you up at home.
Oh, and I'm sure I'll be rushing right up there.
Get on out there, Pat.
I'm sure I'll rush right up to the press box.
All right. Why don't we take our break, and we'll be right back.
The next KCJJ radio auction happens this Friday morning beginning at 6. For a list of items, see our website at 1630kcjj.com.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy. Just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for 3 generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to bigdogtech.net, that's bigdogtech.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general service to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369 or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
Hawkeye fans, you love watching the black and gold. You know Hawkeye black and gold. As a Hawkeye fan, there are no better colors than the Hawkeye black and gold. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. When you're buying, selling, or refinancing your property, consider the green and white team, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement. The team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental Team provide superior care for your entire family.
Ready to transform your home with a fresh look? McCarran Painting is known for unique designs and color expertise honed over 20 years serving Iowa City. Offering high-quality interior painting services and a commitment to doing things right. As a local, woman-owned business, McCarran Painting provides free estimates, honest evaluations, and clear communication. Their attention to detail and dedication to treating every home like their own is what keeps customers coming back. Call 319-325-1686. That's 319-325-1686.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years, and it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's premier auto body repair shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaides and Terry Adams of Deary Brothers Ford talk about what here for you means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement here for you, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
At the Oxyoke Inn, we're ready to serve you with the same fresh food, prepared to order and served with a passion that you've come to expect for over 85 years. The Oxyoke Inn is serving our famous Sunday brunch buffet with lunch, dinner, family-style banquets, and carry-out daily. Make reservations at oxyokeinn.com or call for big or small tables and private rooms. We can't wait to serve you soon at the Oxyoke Inn.
The Oxyoke Inn.
In the heart of Amana.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation cooling ever so slightly, dipping, but only by 0.1%. Prices up another 3.4% from June over July. The cost of gas and groceries both up year over year.
There are other parts of the economy where prices are stubbornly high, and that's in the services area. So, for example, medical care, child care, daycare, those costs are still rising at a faster pace. That's where a lot of people feel it in their day-to-day budgets. Electricity bills, another example of that.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Sources tell ESPN the Los Angeles Lakers are being sold to American businessmen Josh Kushner and Bob Iger for over $12 billion. The search for survivors in the rubble of Colombia's powerful earthquake growing more desperate. There are still thousands missing. The official death toll, 224. Moderate Democrat David Crowley winning the Wisconsin governor over Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong and the Democrats. This is ABC News.
KCJJ Weather. Brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, a few isolated showers and storms into the afternoon. Clouds and mid-80s for highs, a light southeast wind. By the way, some of the rain locally heavy. Tonight, more clouds on the way. Some showers and storms well after midnight. Lows near 70. More thunderstorm chances into Thursday with high temperatures in the lower 80s. That's the forecast on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Right now it's 73.
From the Hertine and Stocker studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
Yeah, the weather should be okay tonight for them to play.
Oh, good.
He said after midnight we'll get some more storms.
Clapton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Weitzel.
I played that this morning.
Matt Weitzel sent some bullet points, but we covered most of what he's. I mean, but some of this would have been nice. I just didn't see it until it was too late. That I appreciate. They always send some stuff for us, like talking points.
Yeah,
but,
talking to that mic.
But yeah, we covered most of the stuff that's on here.
And good.
There's not. Well, this is interesting. Coach Ward does not stick to a particular formation, but rather emphasizes possession. Iowa was picked to finish 10th in the Big Ten in 2000. That fits with what she was saying about they don't get a lot of respect. And that's interesting because, you know, Iowa's been, they've been a pretty consistent program for the last 5, 6, 7 years. So
first, anytime you get a change at the top, well, then people are skeptical,
I
think.
They've got some, you know, some key losses and what have you, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. It all starts tonight. And all right. Just noticed I can't find the email for parking. You know, they had these digital parking passes, and I wanted to, and I don't know if I may have mistakenly deleted it, so I'm going to go look for my delete. But since they updated my phone, it's so hard to navigate from one mailbox to the other.
It's just...
So I'm going to have to go to my desktop.
Sick of the updates. I'm sick of all updates.
I mean, updates suck.
I got updates this morning on my home computer.
It never takes me to the menu anymore to where I can go to either spam, you know, my inbox... Delete. I can't find that anymore.
Well,
since
now
they updated.
That a computer that streams KCJJ, it's Windows 10, and you have to pay now for it to update, which I don't want it to do. And since it hasn't been updating by itself, we haven't had any problems. And it's the same thing with these other computers.
Yeah, updates they seem to cause more problems.
They do.
They really do.
Like on my desktop, I don't know how to turn it off anymore. It used to be easy. You click on one thing, the lower left-hand corner, power would come up and say off. Now I can't find that anywhere. And it's just, I'm sure there's an easy way to do it, but the update took away the easy way to do it. You know, now there's a different way to do it because it updated.
Yeah,
I don't like them.
No, they wrecked. I mean, I had that Pixel phone. It was a Pixel 3 at the time, but they updated it, and in order to call somebody, if your number was like 358, it would be 469.
It was like Tommy Two-Tone.
It was just absolutely ridiculous.
What was that, 8679?
8675309.
Amazing that we remember that. What a dreadful song.
Oh, it's a great song.
I mean, I don't know if dreadful is a little strong.
It's a great song.
I don't
song.
Know if it's a great suitor. You're the deciding vote.
No, it's not a great song.
It's a great...
Was it closer to great or dreadful?
I'd say right dead in the middle.
No, wrong. Just wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, it's catchy, obviously.
It was, and he made a lot of money off it, didn't he?
Yeah.
I used to get him mixed up with Greg Kinn, but he was the guy, Kinspiracy, Continued. Didn't he do play on words with his name? Yeah. Were you a big fan of the Greg Kinn band, Captain?
What was he? My love's in jeopardy.
That's one of them. He had 4 or 5 hits. What are you looking up, Captain? You're looking up some two-tone success with that song, aren't you? Was he a one-hit wonder, Tommy Two-Tone?
Yes. 100%, yes.
Well, it wasn't a guy. It was a band.
Tommy Two-Tone,
yes. Oh.
But was there a guy named Tommy Two-Tone?
I
don't think so.
Okay,
so 8-6.
Just like a lot of people think that, you know, well, the band Manfred Mann. Is there a Manfred Mann in the Manfred Mann band?
Yes.
Okay, but he's not like
he's not the lead singer.
He kind of goes in the background in a way, doesn't he? Manfred Mann and
the
Earth.
Well, it was just like Paul Revere and the Raider. Yeah. Paul Revere wasn't the...
Well, wasn't it Manfred Mann and the Earth Band? Isn't that what they were originally called? Or am I wrong here?
You know, I think that's right.
No, Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Manfred Mann, okay.
It hit number one.
That's what I figured. What year?
In 82.
82, high school.
Number four, the Hot 100 for the year.
Did you guys ever play it?
No.
I play it now.
I have a feeling we're going to be hearing it before I walk out of this building.
You might.
Oh, it's the greatest song ever.
You played a song earlier that was as long as any Dead song I've heard.
The Little Feet.
Yeah.
That's
great song.
One of my favorite Little Feet songs.
Yeah.
But that thing was like 10, 15 minutes long.
8 minutes.
8 minutes?
And 34 seconds.
Okay. What was going on in here?
I was tired.
I'm sure you were.
No, I mean, we
That's a great song.
We almost talked continually since... since 5:30 because we had all this weather.
All the weather stuff.
That is a great song, though. Yeah. I mean, it was. The jam in it is great.
There's a short version that we also play in rotation, but it's like
playing the short version of "Light My Fire." Yeah. God, I hate that version. And the Little Feet's not in the Hall of Fame, but are we?
Which is ridiculous.
Which is Lowell George in the Hall of Fame by himself?
That's a good question. I doubt it.
I don't think so, but.
Because didn't he produce some debt? I mean, he's not, is he, Hunter? Yeah, that's another one. They should both be in. Lowell George and Little Feet should both be in the Hall of Fame. Especially when you consider some of the acts and bands or whatever you want to call them.
It shouldn't be called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It should just be called the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Just call it the Music Hall of Fame.
Pop music or whatever. Because it's not it shouldn't be the country music.
But like NWA, I mean, they're not pop music. They're hardcore rap, right? I mean,
some of that blends over now.
It encompasses everything, it seems like now. Yeah. But doesn't country music have its own Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, are there overlaps? Are there some people in the country that are also
They shoved Dolly Parton in the Rock and Roll
she
Hall
didn't
of Fame.
She didn't want
to
be in it.
She said, I don't belong there.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Great song.
I love the song, but it's not
Coat
rock and roll.
Many Colors. I don't know. She's got a lot of great songs, but even she said, I don't know why I'm in this.
What about 9 to 5?
Huh?
Yeah, I like that too. Good movie too.
Oh, God.
It was a fun movie.
I
tried to watch it. It was on a while back, and I'm like, you know, I've never watched this thing. I gave it about 45 minutes, but then I just.
That's a fun movie.
I wasn't having fun though, Captain. Yeah.
You weren't in the mood.
I was not having fun.
Yeah.
And what was his name? Dabney Coleman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember when he was, but no, I ended up changing it to Who knows?
Then he had his own show, Buffalo Bill.
I do remember that vaguely.
Very vaguely.
Yeah.
And then what was another? It was back-to-back, 9 to 5, and what's the movie with Harrison Ford and Melanie Griffith? What is it?
Working Girl.
Working Girl, yeah. I gave that. I'd never seen that either, and so many. Oh, and I lasted about 20 minutes.
I can't remember anything about it other than we did watch it.
How about the Carly Simon song that was part of that?
I don't even. I think I had changed the channel by then. It was back
to the music playing.
It was back to the Rockford Files. You know,
copyright.
Spotify.
Copyright.
I heard you guys said something. Spotify was making the news this morning with something. They're fighting AI, aren't they, Spotify?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to them.
Yeah. Good luck.
I think AI will put up more resistance than Hawk Fanatic.
What was that song? Let the River Run, maybe?
That's
Carly Simon?
Yeah. Pussy music.
But it was a good song.
Yeah. Not as good as 837530
no,
or whatever it was.
Perhaps
8675309.
867, yeah. I forgot the number.
8675309.
Yeah.
Those numbers are just stuck in my head.
Of course, that wouldn't work here anymore because we have to have the area code.
Yeah.
So. And it completely screws up the song.
If you go into the third stall at the Walcott truck stop, somebody wrote Black Magic Marker, that number on it.
Oh, I'm sure that number's been written in a lot of stalls all over the country.
Yeah.
God, to think it came out 44 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's crazy listening to Abby talk Michael Jackson as old time music, but
well,
yeah, he is.
Yeah,
Off the Wall came out in 1978.
Yeah, how old is she?
She's 21.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, Off the Wall.
That's why I get so, you know, when these 22. DXers, these old guys that listen to far off signals get us and they go, why aren't you playing oldies? You know, we're playing crap.
Well, they're talking about, Bill Haley and.
Bill Haley and, you know.
Guys like that, and that's.
Crew Cuts.
The Drifters.
But again, that's, you know, 71 years ago or so, that song. You know, if you were a teenager, you would have bought that song, and that would be, you know.
But you're probably dead
you'd
now.
You'd be 80.
I mean, Off the Wall came
old.
Out, it came out 46 years ago, Off the Wall, almost 50 years ago, that Michael Jackson album came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so yeah, when she says old, no, just kind of, you know, when you hear something like that, you're reminded that,
Abby was probably born in 2005.
Yeah, I think it's something like she's like 21 years old.
Well, your daughter was born in 93.
Yes, and got my Facebook memory today. One of them was Molly got her driver's license 16 years ago today.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year was that?
16 years ago, so 2010.
So that would have been 2010, okay. Yeah. I had just, well, I'd been in the house that I'm living in now for about 2 or 3 years. God, I was still, that's long. I was still working at the Press Citizen then.
So Molly got her driver's license then, and Abby Skiff would have been 5 years old.
Let's see, my Facebook memory. Oh, I posted, I reposted it again today. It's Curly sleeping from the Three Stooges, dreaming about Trump in jail.
Just never a Three Stooges fan. My dad liked them.
I liked them.
Me neither.
Just never. They never made me.
I liked them on a number of points. Number one, I really liked the fact that it was like Abbott and Costello. Really,
they never made.
They
me
didn't have either. Very much of a budget.
Yeah,
on the TV show, so they had to film on real streets.
Which one looked like Pete Rose?
Shemp.
Yeah.
Okay. Or no, Mo.
Mo. Mo. Okay.
But I mean, you had to. Yeah, exactly. You had to film. They didn't have sets.
But so many of those things I never found. The Stooges, the Honeymooners. I remember watching that. No. This isn't funny.
I never thought the Honeymooners was funny. No. He was an abusive a-hole.
I just never thought it was funny. Now,
this wasn't funny.
The Jeffersons with Sherman Hensley and Mr. Bentley interacting, that stuff made me laugh. You know, that's kind of stuff. You know, Fred.
I won't go quite that far.
Sanford and Son made me laugh. I love Sanford and Son with some of the stuff he got away with saying. He and Archie Bunker, the stuff that they had the Mexican neighbors. She'd say Buenos Dias, and he'd say yeah, beans and knees to you too. Just I mean, stuff that you couldn't do now.
No.
And yeah, I used to laugh at those shows, but yeah, the Honeymooners. I never. That was kind of dark humor.
No, I didn't think that was funny.
I still laugh at Married with Children, and you.
Yeah, I can still laugh at that.
You couldn't do that now.
Oh God, no! But no, I still. Al Bundy was hilarious.
Yeah,
he made that. Don't you admit he carried that show?
I think
they were all good, but
they were all.
She was good.
Cast.
Great compliment to him, but without that, it would not have been the same without him.
Oh,
he
no.
He was really good at that.
He was perfect.
God, to think that was 40 years ago. Didn't it come out in 86?
89.
I didn't see him much because it started when we were still on the road.
I didn't start seeing him until they'd been out for a while. But that was probably about a five-year stretch where I watched that show a lot.
Well,
I've kind of moved on.
And the thing about that show is Fox tried to kill it so many times. And it was one of that and The Simpsons.
Why?
Carried that network.
Why were they trying to kill it if it was making
because
money?
Because it was so lowbrow and you know, and it never got. I mean, it was always in the top 40 of shows. It never was in the top 10. But for Fox, that was great then. And it's still running on cable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it on a lot. But no, it made me laugh. So, but Tom, you getting fired up for Media Day on Friday?
No, because we got our auction.
Oh, that's right. It's business. Business before the Hawks is what you're saying.
Business before the Hawks. Yeah, but in your case, business is the
business
Hawks.
Is the Hawks. Yeah, Media Day is Media Day. Again, I just hope the weather cooperates.
Time will tell.
And I'm actually doing a column right now. I haven't posted it yet. I'm making my list of 10 most indispensable players, and people think right away that doesn't mean the 10 best players on the team. Like I'll say right now, I don't have a running back on the list. You know why? Because there's so much depth. There's so many good running backs that makes them. I'm not saying they're dispensable. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're just not indispensable. I mean, it would suck to lose Kamari Moulton. Don't get me wrong, but I think there's plenty of willing and able bodies to carry the load if he were to be out, especially since they added LJ Phillips. But now in some positions, or you know, you're going to have a quarterback on that list. You're going to have a punter. You're going to kick, especially for Iowa. I mean, it's going to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm working on that list right now, and I'll have that up. And Mike Colas actually has a nice story on Luca Garza. He caught up with Luca Garza, so you can read that for free on Hawk Fanatic. That's up there right now. And the preseason watch list stories continue to come out. I get a kick out of all the different watch list stuff. I mean, it is, you know, they're promoting the sport. I get it. Jaden Montgomery's on that Werfel trophy watch list, and Trevor Lauk and Cade Piper, they're on multiple watch lists. But it's coming. I mean, there's a season opener, I believe, in less than 2 weeks now. Isn't
that ridiculous?
Isn't there a game on like the 26th or 27th?
I think so.
Isn't that
Yeah, it's. I mean,
yeah, the week zero they're calling. Yeah. There's a number of games.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is. Wow, that's weird. I don't know. I just Married with Children came out on April 5th, 1987.
Oh, 87?
I thought it was 86. I thought for sure.
I thought it was
89. It premiered as the first primetime series on the newly launched Fox Network. Really? Fox? Only that?
Yeah.
Final episode, June 9th, 1990. 11 total seasons, 259 episodes. So, yeah, I don't know why for some reason I thought it was 86.
And then they canceled it without telling the staff, without telling the cast. The cast learned about it when they read about it. Wow. In Variety.
I mean, I got canceled. And to say it had a cult following, it had more than just a cult following. Yeah. I mean, it had a decent following, just like Beavis and Butthead did.
Yeah. Did you hear Stephanie White's?
Yes, I did. Good for her. I'm so sick of this crap, guys. It's to the point now where, other than the moments those games are being played, I don't like to even deal with the fever crap anymore because there's all this drama surrounding them, and it's not their fault.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Sophie Cunningham said what she said. She's not dwelling on this topic. She's not on soapboxes. Someone just asked her opinion. Why can't we move on? And I just, it's just,
I have.
It's exhausting.
Did you hear Stephanie White?
She told me to go to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to hell.
Yeah, no, that was fine. They're trying to create this chaos. I mean, Stephanie White, they're 21 and 12. They've had a good season. They're a contender. They're playing well. I mean, I don't think right now they're the best team in the WNBA, but she's got them competing among the best, and these people that want her fired. I mean,
you know, and
they were booing. There were people booing her last night. And Caitlin was. She said it made me sick.
Well, Caitlin's so, you can tell she's so tired of this stuff. Well, what do they want? What do the booers want Stephanie White to do? Do they want her to like be to take a stronger stand against Dejanay Carrington?
Or, I guess
is that where we are? I mean,
I don't know. This crap is, you know, especially with the gender thing.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting, and it's such a small
I'm with
slice.
You. And I told you how I feel.
I
can see why people would have issues with.
Yeah.
I get it. I get why it's an issue. But I don't think it's. There's a lot bigger issues. I don't see why it's such a talking narrative.
Only because I had to go on those hormone shots to take away the testosterone. Do I understand both sides? But I can see both sides.
I can see both sides. But I'm just tired of it being such a driving force. As part of these narratives that we're kind of...
Yes.
It just seems like people wait for the fever to play. They wait for something to happen, and then they wait to see how Caitlin's going to react and how Stephanie White's going to... And then they're either for or against, and then those people attack each other on social media. It's just exhausting.
I just loved how she said, you know...
Go to hell.
Yeah, but first she says peace and love. And
yeah, then go to hell.
And then go
so you think go to hell would have been better than saying kiss my A? What do you think would have worked better?
I like to go to hell.
What do you, Shooter, kiss my A or go to
hell? I would like to hear kiss my A.
And go to hell. How about she combined them both? I thought she had to get that offer. She was being criticized because right after the game she wasn't as critical of...
Can you play that? Because we got it.
I think they wanted her to be, and she said it was the right call. It was, do I know what was in, what's her last name, Carrington? Do I know if she was trying to hurt? I can't answer that. God forbid, I hope not.
Well,
it was a rough foul. She's really good, though, at trailing on breaks and blocking shots.
She went back and apologized.
Yeah, now the thing she tweeted about white proof, that was stupid. I mean, because
was stupid.
But I think she did that for attention.
All right, here's Stephanie White.
The hate, the fear-mongering, the divisiveness, the stuff that's trying to hijack our league will not win. It won't win. We are united. We are connected. We will not be divided. Every day these women put their on the line. Every day. When they go low, we go high. Love will win. Grace will win. Humility will win. And kindness will win. I stand by them. I will always stand by them. Everybody else can go to hell.
Kindness will win. Go to hell.
That was
I love that.
Pretty dramatic shift there. But hey, I get what she's saying. And it's just starting to wear on her players. You can tell it's wearing on Cam. I mean, it's got to be so exhausting for Caitlin to have to wonder if every move she makes, how is it going to be judged by these people just waiting to judge?
It's just crap. Just cover them as the...
I mean, there's
she
so many...
She just wants to play basketball.
Yeah, there's so many social media accounts. Their sole purpose of having this account on Twitter is to, like, promote or rip Caitlin Clark.
But the major media is also feeding into this.
I think they're going to feed into it because they think it gets clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ESPN and all of them are feeding into this, too.
But it was a rough foul. They handled it right. It was a flagrant two. They kicked her out. Everything was going fine.
Yeah.
The process worked. And we don't, I don't, again, I don't know if she was trying to hurt Sophie. She was trying to, she plays rough. I mean, she plays very rough. She plays on the edge. But they handled it right. They reviewed it. And it was definitely a flagrant two. She acted, I think she thought it was going to be a flagrant one because she is so good at coming from behind and stopping fast break layups. But she missed this one. She missed the ball.
She clotheslined her.
She clotheslined her. And they handled it the right way.
But even, and she came out and apologized for the white privilege thing. And, you know, it's.
Which she probably should have.
She came out and denied it. She said, I would never say that.
Well, she tweeted it.
Yes.
Well, then she came out and apologized.
Well, I don't know if she apologized.
I read where she apologized, unless it's AI.
Well, maybe. I thought that was, who knows? I mean, I thought she tweeted white privilege or Instagrammed it shortly.
She did.
Yes, she did.
So she apologized for that? Yeah. So.
That's what I read.
Okay, who knows?
Well, good.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Who knows?
But, you know, it was a rough play. That stuff happens in the NBA over the years. It doesn't turn into this big social culture war. I don't know why the Fever have to be part of this culture war that's going on all the time. I mean, it's exhausting.
Because heaven forbid Sophie Cunningham has an opinion.
Yeah, and if you don't agree with it, fine, but let it go. It's not like she's making speeches before and after every game she plays. Somebody asked her about it.
Wow. Tom Makey says, from 99+, never trust anyone who doesn't like the Stooges.
Well, then you don't trust me.
Or me.
Wow. What about you, Hunter?
What about me?
Do you like the Stooges?
I do.
I'm not saying I dislike them. They just have never made me laugh.
Hey, Leg, do you like the Stooges?
He's busy.
Oh, he's in there recording.
I've thought the Marx Brothers were far more.
There's
clever.
A Marx Brothers marathon today. All the movies on Turner Classic Movies.
Does it have commercials?
No. No, they don't do commercials during the movies. I think they do commercials between, but they don't do them during the movies. They don't interrupt them.
All right.
But I do like the start of college football when the games start being played.
Yeah.
There's always I'm starting to get more into the football mode, but again, we're still, I mean, September 5th, we're still what?
Well, you have to.
Yeah, I mean, but today's the 13th? No, the 12th. I mean, we're still 3 weeks, I mean, we still got a little bit of time left to enjoy what's left of summer.
Yeah.
And what have you. And not saying you can't enjoy it once football starts, but once it does start, you kind of get into this routine and what have you. But this guest today was, well, you know, I'm not guaranteeing every Wednesday, but pretty consistently throughout the school year now, we're starting to have a UI guest on Wednesdays and coaches and athletes. And
I think they're really fun.
And I do, and I like talking to the coaches, don't get me wrong, but I enjoy talking to the athletes even more.
Yeah.
There's just a certain buzz you get from talking to these, especially when you hear an answer, why'd you pick this school? You can tell that Abby Skip is really happy in college.
Yeah.
You can just tell, and it's just nice to see that. It's nice to hear him talk about what is so special about this university.
No, it is, and they're all well-spoken athletes. It's fun to interview.
I'm still waiting for the day. Okay, better chance of getting a Gigi Allen or Roger Waters answer for filling up Kinnick from a UI athlete?
Gigi's no longer with us. So.
But no chance at all.
Michael Jackson's not either.
Zero chance.
For either.
For either.
But if there was...
Zero. None. No chance whatsoever. We got a better chance of getting blown up by the Iranians in the next 15 minutes.
Over here?
Over here.
Over here, okay.
This station, just flying a drone over this station.
I wonder if Roger was listening, what he would say to that.
Yeah.
Because I can see.
He'd say, go to hell.
Yeah. Oh, he's applauding Stephanie White this morning, Roger Waters. Yeah, everybody go to hell. He didn't listen to the other part about the love or the compassion.
You think you'd have a fun interview with him right now, Roger Waters? You think that'd be a fun interview?
No.
Talking about music and everything?
No.
You don't think it would go well?
No. Well, I would have, I mean, I don't think he'd ever grant an interview, but if he did... You know,
my guess is he wouldn't want to stick strictly to music either.
He'd get on here and he'd say, "Hey, Jew boy, you couldn't even get the Councils on here."
And then that's when you'd say, "Yeah, but we got your pathetic ass on here."
Yeah.
That'd be a good one. So, all right, well, but yeah, media day. We got Kirk first, and then we get assistant coaches, offense, defensive players, and.
He really would say Jew boy.
Oh, he probably would.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But he doesn't like the Palestinians either, does he?
No. No, he doesn't like anyone.
He doesn't even like Pink Floyd.
He doesn't like his own kid.
Yeah, and he has so much to be happy about. So, have you looked at any of the Big Ten networks? They just did Wisconsin. They've done USC. You know, they're doing their tours.
Yeah.
Or, where they go around and all the places are excited, and this
well,
is the.
It takes so long.
Well, Iowa's the last one on. Iowa's the last one on the 24th, and that's still 2 weeks from now almost.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's 18 teams. There's a lot to cover, and USC, their schedule is not easy, man. They play. I think they have Oregon. They have Indiana, because they showed their four toughest games, and I'm saying, God, even a good USC team, they might lose all four. I think they got Penn State, and I don't know if Penn State's going to be a power, but Penn State's not going to be a pushover.
They're going to be good, but they have an easy schedule.
I think Penn State's going to be better than people think. Because I think there's going to be some energy just provided from the coaching change. And in fairness, James Franklin, yeah, they struggled last year, but he had a lot of years where he won between 9 and 12 games, a lot of years at Penn State.
The Trojans, they've got San Jose State, Fresno State, Louisiana, those are
they
got
to win all three
easy.
Of those. They should.
Yeah.
No, Brian Ferentz still at Fresno State the last I checked, so they should be 3-0.
And then at Rutgers.
See, that's the kind of – if they're going to have a playoff-type season, they have to win that game.
Yes, for sure.
And I'm going to give it to them. I think they're going to beat Rutgers.
Then Oregon at USC, Washington at USC, USC at Penn State, USC at Wisconsin.
That's three tough games. And then, you know, it's never easy going to Wisconsin.
No. Ohio State versus USC.
That's a tough five games.
Jesus. That's USC at Indiana.
That's a brutal six-game stretch.
Oh, yeah. I don't see any way.
Through their schedule when I was watching, even though I think they're pretty good and they're ranked fourth, I've got them at like 8-4, 9-3 at the best, and that won't get in the playoff.
No.
I mean, you got to go 10-2 or you have no chance of getting in the playoff. 10-2 is the cutting block. Anything worse, you're out. That's what's so interesting about Iowa's season. I think they're going to be 3-3, and I hope I'm wrong. But even 4-2, which would be a great accomplishment, they're still hanging by a thread. You go through there saying at 4-2, they can't lose.
Win their next six games.
To make the playoffs. It's going to be a ton of pressure if you're just playoff or bust. And I would like to think, of course, every Iowa fan wants to make the playoff, but I'm guessing a small percentage of if they don't make the playoff, I'm not pleased. I mean, you got to be realistic. Because to me, if they go 9-3 this year and win a bowl game and go 10-3, that's a good season.
That'd be an excellent.
That's a great
season
to me. Some people probably will disagree with that. And they'll hold, it's year 28, nothing ever changes. Well, something could change really quickly if you. I'm not saying you'd be afraid of change or what have you, but if they win at least 9 games this season, I will say, Kirk, job well done.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's me. Now some people will disagree. Some people may say 8 wins would be enough to say job well done. 8-5 this deep into a run. Let's say they go 8-4 and lose a bowl game. 8-5, that would not go over as well.
No.
It still wouldn't be horrible, but it's just been played so many times.
Well, and also you end your season on a sour note, which never goes over well.
Yeah, no. And they've combined to lose 9 games over the last 2 seasons. So I'm not saying it's elite football, but it could be a lot worse. But, yeah, that USC schedule, that is
good. Well, that's incredible.
And you know, if they were playing Wisconsin in L.A., I'd say no questions asked. Same with Rutgers. But going to Wisconsin, when you're in the midst of a schedule like that, they may come out and have a flat performance. Next thing you know, you're losing.
Well, yeah, and if you – in the Big Ten, if you show up and aren't ready to play, you can lose on any – you know,
yes.
It's a cliche,
but
it's
can.
True.
And he's under some pressure, Lincoln Riley. He's got to get going. He's got to make them a playoff team. I mean, they've been good. They've been kind of like Iowa, you know, an 8-4, 9-3 type. But that's at USC. You can only last so long doing that.
They
got to make a move.
They are a playoff team with that schedule. I'm a
then
believer.
They've earned it.
Yes.
Yeah, if they're 10-2 with that schedule, they deserve to be among the top.
There's no
teams.
Way.
I don't see it. No. But again, I mean, is Indiana going to come out and maybe be just an 8-4, 9-3, or are they going to be 11-1 and 12? I'm not ready to answer either one of those. I don't feel confident saying either one of those things right now. I don't think they're going to be undefeated and win the national title again. I just think at some point this machine starts to slow down a little, but who knows? It's going to be fascinating to watch how he handles year three after winning the national title. What's he lost, twice there since he's been there?
Yeah.
It's just
incredible.
It's mind-boggling what he's done at Indiana.
So what is
and with the arrogance that he's done it with and just the dismissiveness.
I like that.
The brashness, kind of rude at times.
I mean, you
what he said before going to UCLA and we're going into play in an old, nasty stadium. We're going to basically kick their asses.
Well,
what
he wasn't wrong.
And that's what he did. They went in there and destroyed UCLA.
Well, let's take a look at the
Indiana schedule?
Football schedule. North Texas, Howard.
Poor Howard.
I hit the wrong thing. Okay, Howard.
Why is Indiana playing Howard?
Western Kentucky, real good question.
I mean, their non-conference schedule is worse than Iowa's. I mean, at least Iowa does have Iowa State.
Northwestern at Indiana win.
So they're 4-0 without even being tested.
At Rutgers.
5-0.
At Nebraska could be interesting.
That's the kind of game where if Matt Rule's going to make a move, he's got to win that type of game.
Yeah. Then Ohio State at Indiana.
I think they'll have at least one loss by then. But look at that, Tom. We're halfway through the season, only having maybe losing one game.
And then Indiana at Michigan. Tough.
Another one that Michigan has to win if they're going to make the playoff, obviously.
Minnesota at Indiana. USC at Indiana.
See, so many at Indiana. Right now, going through there, I have them. You could justify saying, man, I only see them maybe losing one of those games.
Indiana at Washington.
That will be a tough one. Now, so deep into the season, we don't know about injuries and circumstance and what have you. But that's a pretty workable schedule because it seems like so many of the key games are at home. And I'm just basing it on what I see from Indiana in 2 years under – they're just so good.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got one of their best defensive players coming back again. He led them with 19 tackles for loss last season. Stephen Daly's back. I would be surprised if Indiana's worse than 9-3.
Yeah, I would.
I think that's their low bar this year. So, but if they get 10-2, they're in. I think 10-2, but
and should be
10-2 is not easy. No. I'm not convinced Penn State's going to be 10-2, but I could see them going 9-3, winning a bowl.
I could see an 8-4-9.
I mean, if he ends up going 10-3 in his first year, to me, that's a success. Now, Penn State fans may disagree, but if you remember, they at one point last year weren't they 3-6?
Yeah.
After being, they lost like 5 or 6 games in a row.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey guys, what do you think of the Purdue's AD? Their comment
just kind of lack
stupid.
Lack of self awareness is what I would say.
They asked, did you see when they asked Cignetti about if he saw that or what he thought about?
No,
that?
What did he say?
He said he just kind of like it was like an awkward silence, like on the show here for a couple minutes, about 10-15 seconds.
Uh huh.
And he just kind of made a face and said, "No, I don't care," which that means. On the Black Friday, he's going to probably beat him 70-0.
Sure. Yeah, and that was a dumb statement. That was just – and it's not fair to your athletes that have to now go try to back up that statement.
What did he say?
He says that – well, what did he say again?
I can't remember the exact quote, but it was if you
basically was saying come to Purdue instead of Indiana because we win
if you want to win championships.
And they just won the national championship in football.
He said every day – our athletes in all sports are going to be reminded that if you come to Purdue, you come to Purdue to win championships. If you don't, go to Indiana.
Yeah, I mean,
there you go.
After they had just won
just
stupid as stupid can be. So, but he's trying to rally the forces, but that was just not real smart.
No.
You imagine Gett saying something like that?
No.
I mean, she wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, so no.
Eddie's face was just like, you could just tell he was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm with these guys. I think that's where if they're up 48-0 in the third, they're going to try to be up 56 or 55 before you know it. They're not going to let up.
Right, have a good one.
Yep. Hey, yeah, I thought at first that was AI when I saw that. Because there's so much stuff that is AI.
Yeah, this is so ridiculous.
It's so hard to distinguish between fact and...
Yeah, now I don't know whether, you know, when you mentioned that, that you didn't see her apology. I'm thinking, okay, was it AI that... You know, you don't know about anything that you're reading on the internet.
Man, it's crazy that you have to go and first to distinguish. Is this true or not?
Yeah.
Before you read something. I mean,
well, she denied it. Dejanay denied that she said it.
Oh, Jesus.
So did she say it on Twitter or on Instagram?
I think it was Instagram.
Okay, because I'm not on Instagram.
I don't know.
And, of course, she said it in the heat of the moment, assuming it is true. And you said you've established that it was true. She did do it.
That's what...
Yes. Okay. Yes, I saw it.
Yeah. But yeah, it was on ESPN, and it was on the real ESPN. I knew that, but I don't know. It's just...
But that was a fun game last night. I mean, it's amazing how much better the Fever are when Caitlin and Kelsey Mitchell are making threes. I mean, the three-point shot is the cure and the curse for everything.
It is.
It really is.
Well, it's your proverbial live by the sword, die by the sword.
Yeah, and there were some times where I'm watching, I'm like, girls, you can maybe slow it down a little bit. I think there's times where the Fever gets so into running that they still make some just stupid turnovers. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
I mean, there's times where Caitlin's trying to do something spectacular and maybe you don't need to be spectacular on this possession.
Yeah. Shoot.
Yeah. And I thought she turned down a lot of open shots.
Yeah, she did.
There was one where she drove the right baseline. There was nobody there. And instead of just keeping dribbling to her right and rising up for like a 12-footer, she throws it to somebody. I do think the person may have made the three, but Caitlin was wide open, and she passed it up. I think there's times where she passes up shots. But, you know, you'd almost rather have that as opposed to her hunting shots. She definitely does not hunt shots, but that was a fun game to watch. I mean, it was played at a fast pace, and you know, when they're making threes, they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Now they are. They're 21-12 now, right? And
yes.
When do they play next?
They play next...
is it tomorrow?
Friday.
And who are they against?
They host the Wings.
Oh. Okay, the Wings have been struggling a little bit.
They have.
They've been, I mean, ever since they blew that lead against the game that I gave up on and thought, just assumed they were going to win, they ended up losing. I think it was to the Mystics. They ended up losing to them. They were up by like 8 when I quit watching with minutes, and they fell apart. They've been kind of struggling since then. Now, they've had injuries. The other day, Shepard and AZ Flood were both out, and that's pretty significant.
And the Mystics have gone on a roll.
They have.
They really
Poor
have.
Lucy doesn't play much.
I love that song, Into the Mystics.
That's a great song. Great song.
Yeah.
But no, the Mystics, they're a playoff team, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks like they're going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, it's almost it's not impossible for... like the Sky to make the playoffs, but they have 21 losses.
And they just don't win enough on the road. I don't see that happening. No, I think we pretty much know who the 18 – it's 8 teams, right?
Yeah,
and the Fever will be a part of that. Now, the Fever got to climb as high as they want, as they can, of course, because they want to try to host for as long as they can. That makes a difference. That makes it. And last year they got to the semifinals, didn't they, without Caitlin?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Well, if they can somehow get the number 3 seed, I think it would.
They got a chance.
It would do well for
them. Yeah, they got a chance. I still think right now it's going to be the Lynx as the favorite. I mean, I think they're right now the clear-cut favorite. And I'm beginning to think the Valkyrie are better than the Aces. Just because of how well they play defense.
They're so good.
They're so good defensively.
They are.
But no, if we could just keep the focus on basketball and leave this culture war crap out of it. Now, again, you don't have to go on social media to look for it. There's ways to ignore it. I'm sure you ignore most of it, don't you? I mean, you can ignore most of it. You don't have to go on looking for it. But it's unfortunate if you want to go on Twitter to see some Fever stuff, and then you get bombarded with this.
It's on every single social media.
And the media loves it.
Yeah, it's on Facebook.
Well, and the media, ESPN, they love it because they know it drives traffic and clicks.
Yeah.
But you can tell it's starting to wear on Caitlin to where I'm guessing she's going to, if people keep pressing her, she's going to be like, enough of this, guys. I'm done. She's kind of already, didn't she say the other day, hey, I've already addressed this. I'm done talking about
this. She said she's done talking about it.
Yeah. All right. No show again on Friday, as you guys do. You're back to school. It's the back to school auction.
Back to school.
Are you going to have any kids in here?
No.
Nope. Not a
one. And you're crying because they have to go back to school? I hated going back to school as a kid. Didn't you guys when you were like 8 and 9?
I didn't like it.
The one thing I liked was when I was in grade school to see when they posted the list of who's in your class.
I didn't like that either.
I liked
that was cool.
I liked going back to high school. I liked high school.
I didn't mind, but I didn't like going back to school. I liked summer.
Like junior high.
I liked summer until my parents made me work. Yeah. Then summer sucked. Ninth grade, I had to get a job.
Yeah.
And then summer was never fun again. Yeah. What do you think of that? I didn't want to work.
That's very sad. Carrying that burden for a lot of years, Mr. Hardy.
I remember my dad saying, at least he's willing to admit that he's lazy and doesn't want to work. There's something there with that. You know, but you know, you got to get to work.
And I think we need a new closing for this show.
What is it now?
Where you tell people it's free and to subscribe. Yeah.
You don't like that?
I said,
what do you want to say that? It's
it's free, and if you don't subscribe, go to hell.
Or if you don't, but you can still donate, and if you don't donate, go to hell and kiss my A. How about that? So we'll just start shaming people into making a donation. But I'm glad to hear you say, so you've been on there, so it's easy to see the donation thing, because there's times okay. And again, absolutely. I don't push it as much, but I appreciate the caller calling in who did abruptly get cut off. I mean, I was ready to ride that promotion wave and boom, gone.
It's very easy to
see. It's easy. And again, it's done by PayPal. It's all safe with the firewall and all that stuff. And I believe the donations may start at $2. It's either $2 or $5. You know,
I don't know.
It's one of those two. But again, thank you to Abby Schiff for coming on. It was a lot of fun talking to her, getting the soccer season underway tonight.
Season opener
against what sounds like a pretty good Milwaukee team. It's free, and it looks like the weather's going to cooperate. And it's going to be pleasant, too. It's not going to be unbelievably humid tonight, either.
Well, that's right.
I wouldn't say that.
So good luck to the Hawkeyes tonight.
Heat indices are going to, once this thing going in the afternoon, the heat indices are going to be 100.
Heat indices? You mean the index?
Yeah.
But it still feels different than the last 2 days. I mean, way different than the last. I mean, these last 2 days were insufferable, man.
And then they play Loyola on Saturday. They host Loyola.
So two home matches here to begin the season. Soccer is underway with a new head coach, Drew Ward. And like I said, I can't wait to hear his accent. Because we've had two soccer players say that his accent. Dean Ward. Drew Ward. I don't know why I always say Dean
Hello.
Ward. Dean Ward.
Hello.
That's like the second or third time I've called him Drew Ward. I think it's a TV character from something I've watched that's just stuck in your head. But yeah, Dean Ward. And was the was he at Xavier or was at Xavier or I've got to look that up.
I didn't see.
Got to look that up before we wrap up. So just wait for a second.
So no AI. This is Pat's going to find out. This is not AI. You know, AI is a three-toed sloth from Africa. It's a crossword.
Yeah, he most recently coached at Xavier, leading the university to 31 victories as head coach over the last two seasons.
Wow.
Ward led the Muscatines to 16 wins in 2025, but I expected them to get a pretty good coach because Beth was leading the search and because it's Iowa soccer. Dave Diani built this into a pretty good soccer. The more success you have, obviously you're going to have better coaching candidates. But, yeah, it was at Xavier, and he was very successful there. So, you know, I'm pretty optimistic that soccer is going to continue to be a Big Ten power. And again, it starts tonight.
We will find out.
Yep, there you go. All right.
All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody. Got some police reports coming up with Captain Steve and Tommy Lang. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.